Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast 125. Thanks for taking some time to stop on by. I do truly appreciate your support and all the emails come in. Would love to hear some more questions from you guys, but I know everybody's busy, but hey, if you got questions, I'm here to help you. Also want to thank my good friends at B&H Photo Video for supporting the Moose Podcast. All they do for us photographers, and me in particular, I'm very grateful for. So thank you, B&H. Remind them when you make your purchases that they do great stuff and thank them for it. Well, let's dive right into this podcast, Scary Dreams. Yeah, you know, that one little phrase, we could go on all sorts of different tangents. But what got my attention this past week, I saw a quote that basically said, if your dreams don't scare you, your dreams aren't big enough. And I sat there and thought about that for a while. And there's a lot of different ways of, you know, saying it, but if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. I thought that was pretty darn, I like that. Because what have you got? You got a positive and negative at the same time. Dreams, very positive. Scary, very negative, right? But put it in context real quick and simple. Podcast I did this last couple weeks here. You know, the dream of doing a documentary that was going to take 2 years and require a 75-year-old aircraft to fly us across the Atlantic and back. That's a big dream, and that's a scary one at the same time, right? But if you don't make those, you know, those dreams and then really put yourself outside your normal comfort range and go for them, you just never know. Now, you can apply this to really a whole lot of things. First thing I want to talk about was, or is, or something, anyway, is the, I get a lot of emails from people who say, you know, I can't afford this lens or that body. And, well, you can, and because you can, I can't, I can't get the picture. Now, as you might imagine, I don't have a ton of sympathy for the content of those emails because I've been there, right? I remember all too well the time when starting out didn't have all that gear, didn't have all that experience, which now, 40 years later, I do. Now, how did I get to having that stuff 40 years later? Well, I dreamt that dream and then pushed past many barriers, most of them really scary, to get to the point where, you know, I have them. Point in case, the 800 millimeter lens. Now, when I went and bought that lens, and I can't believe it's been 5 years already, you know, the old adage, you know, for every dollar you spent, you have to make five. And that lens, I bought it back when it was $18,000, not that nice $16,000 price tag now. So you take $18,000 and multiply it by five, and that's a really scary number. But I had the dream and the passion and the tenacity to take that lens and actually work hard with images I made from it to not only pay for the lens, but for the lens to actually make money, which, knock on wood, you know, it has. And when I went and got the 180 to 400 last year, it was that whole same trepidation, fear, you know, about what this lens is, you know, taking out of the working capital and what would it put back into the working capital. And then pushing myself to, you know, that incentive of making that money, dream up of things that I could make, you know, that lens work. And it did. So, you know, scary dreams, they could be almost anything photographic you can imagine. Another real common one is, you know, going to that location for that period of time to take that shot you've always dreamt of. there are many different ways of looking at that, that it's a really cool thing to dream those things and really scary to work towards those dreams. You know, the first thing is, you know, just the finances. Then there's the time required to go follow that dream to those locations, and then the pressure we put on ourselves, which you could say is a nightmare because we really put more pressure on ourselves than we should, to actually come back with the photographs from that location that match our dreams. And that's really, in our photographic pursuits, a wall we often hit and really kind of brings us down. There's another really cool thing out there, and a guy says, you know, the euphoria you feel when you succeed is the same as the, you know, depression you feel when you fail. It's the same emotional response. It's just opposite directions, but the reaction we have physiologically to both of those is the same, which is kind of an interesting way of looking at this chasing our scary dreams, because when you hit that dream and it's successful, there's a huge euphoria. When you go after that dream and you go down in flames, which I've done more times than not, you know, there's a deep depression. But both of those bring back the same physiological response of you – don't want to say the word satisfaction, but, you know, the pat on the back for at least going after that dream, even though on the onset, it was like really scary and really impossible. For myself, there are many times where, for example, I'll schedule an air-to-air, and sometimes it's right in my backyard. Sometimes I have to travel across the country. Sometimes I bring in my photo ship, which is based in Texas. You spend the time, you spend the money, and then, you know, planes do things. Like, first of all, they just don't want to work. Old planes, you know, they get tired. They don't want to work. Sometimes the weather just, you know, you get the fog or rain or what have you, and you can't fly. It's just not safe. So, I plan and I sit there and I have that dream of make that air happen. I do all the necessary things, but sometimes it just doesn't work. Doesn't mean you don't keep coming up with new dreams and going after them. But I think the whole point of that is the fact that, you know, if we set goals or dream of things to happen, which to me are kind of synonymous, and if we don't make them, I guess you could say, big enough, we don't make them grand enough, we don't make them enough of a challenge, then once we reach that goal or satisfy that dream and it wasn't really pushing ourselves to do it, do we come out with the same satisfaction? And more importantly, does our photography show all that we put into it and the growth that we should if we haven't pushed ourselves? So I just kind of thought that that was a really quick and easy way of summing up just how much we should, you know, if, you know, people ask, how do I know what I should be doing or pushing or how far should I go? Well, you know, if that dream doesn't scare you, then perhaps you haven't set your sights high enough. You haven't decided to push yourself hard enough. Whether it's to buy that new piece of gear, which you think is out of reach, going to that location you think you'll never be able to get to, or to obtain that one particular photograph you've seen that you want to have in your own files that requires everything I just mentioned, plus a lot more, then perhaps you should take your dreams and perhaps escalate them so you can then, once you reach that dream, that goal, that point in your photography, whether you win or you lose, you still, as far as I'm concerned, and I think you'll agree, you've won as well. Because in that process of reaching that dream and making it all work, you have learned things, you have improved as a photographer, even if it isn't the big overall grand one that you were after in the first place. And what's that going to do? Well, in the reality of things, when you go out with that next dream and you sit there and you make it, you'll probably make it scarier. And I bet you'll start fulfilling those dreams quicker, more often, grander, and a whole lot more success. And that just kind of feeds on itself. So, you know, scary dreams, going outside your comfort zone, they all kind of like the same basic principle, and that is just simply personal growth, personal photographic growth. And you're going to be the best barometer what you should do, what you shouldn't do, when you win and when you lose. And that's probably, you know, one of the best things about this whole photographic endeavor is the fact that we can go at our own scale, we can make our own decisions, and we can be our own critical judge how well we did and how well we didn't do. So keep moving forward, keep pushing. I can't emphasize enough, at least in my own personal career, how many of those dreams that I've thrown out there, which are just keep me up at night, wet chills, scared to death kind of dreams that, you know, more often than not come true. And all the things do end up working out. And that's kind of the amazing part. So be it your personal life, your business life with that camera, make that dream scary. And then go slew that fear and become a better photographer. Well, I'm taking off this week. I'm going to London. I'm going over to England for the photography show. I can't wait. I'm so excited. It's going to be my first time to be at the photography show. I've got presentations on aviation photography, on wildlife photography, on the super stage and the Nikon booth. I hope you come by and say hello. I just can't wait to make some new mates. I'm also hoping to find some vets from World War II while I'm there and make some more connections there. So it's going to be a busy, great trip. I can't wait. And I really, truly hope that you come by and say hello. It's going to be a grand time. And in the meantime, I want you to make sure you go out there and you're shooting and you make every click your story.